Please take your seats. We will commence the afternoon session of the committee. Please take your seats. Please take your seats. You may remember that this morning we had discussion of the devised draft report on the Subcommittee on NATO Partnerships and the revised draft report of the Subcommittee on Transatlantic Relations. And I explained at the time that we would take no vote on either of these reports in order to allow colleagues from North America, and in particular Canada, to vote if they so wished. So we are going to resume our meeting with votes on these two subcommittee reports presented very cogently by our excellent rapporteurs for the lunch break. Now, can I briefly remind you of the hybrid voting procedure? For all of you who joined us in person, that's to say who are in this room, please vote according to the standard procedure using your voting cards. That's the yellow card that you were given by your delegation. For the members who are joining us online, you will see a new poll on the right side of your screen. A red dot will signal to you that the poll has been launched. Please vote to adopt the report, to reject it, or to abstain. You have three, you can only have two alternatives properly in English language. You've got three options: report, adopt, reject, or abstain, and you will have 1 minute to vote. So I would like to start with the report, a PCN, I beg your pardon, too many mnemonics. I'd like to start with the PCNP report, the NATO agenda for security in the Mediterranean by Sonia Creamy. NATO staff, please launch the vote and the timer. And once the timer appears, those who are voting virtually, please vote now. Now, in the chamber, or in the hall, we have now to vote manually. All those in favour of the adoption of Sonia Creamy's report, please show. All those against? I think we better have a count. We're going to have a count, please, if you don't mind. Those against, would you keep your hands up, please, if you don't mind?
Against.
Yes. If you're against, please put your card up.
Four.
Right. If you're in favour of the adoption of that report, then please indicate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 I have. Is that correct? Well, that report, any abstentions? No. Oh, yes, one abstention. That report, formally is adopted. And we thank and give our congratulations to Sonia. Now, I'd like to move to the... All right. I noticed the French delegation quite liked that. And I want to move to the report on transatlantic link and burden sharing in the post-COVID strategic environment, which was authored by Achmed Yildiz. NATO PA staff, please launch the vote and the timer. And once the timer appears, those who are voting outside of the chamber, please vote. Now, the vote is on the adoption of Amit Yildiz's report. Those in favour of adoption, please show. And we better count, just in case. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes, I'm going to say that's an overwhelming majority. Okay, please put your cards down. Those opposed, please show. None. Those abstaining, none. Arvind, where are you? Your report is adopted. Thank you very much and congratulations. Now, we turn to consideration of amendments and to vote on the draft resolution produced by our rapporteur, Brendan Boyle, a draft resolution reaffirming transatlantic cohesion and implementing 2021 Brussels Summit decisions by Brendan Boyle, our general rapporteur. Would you like to say anything in advance, Brendan, or are you content to respond as we deal with the amendments?
Yes, he would.
I had something.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, dear colleagues, for the opportunity to present you our committee's second resolution dedicated to NATO priorities in the wake of the Brussels summit that took place in June. I'd like to thank my colleague, Ahmet Yildiz, for his excellent report on the state of transatlantic link. This excellent report was a very helpful source of ideas for the resolution we're discussing today. Colleagues, the recent Brussels summit was arguably among the most important gatherings of Allied leaders in this young century. The international context is daunting. The pandemics, the shifting center of gravity toward Asia, the rise of authoritarian and populist forces, the fracturing global arms control system, the uncertain future of Afghanistan, the proliferation of disruptive technologies, the security implications of climate change, and the list can go on. The good news is the Allies are conscious about the need to adapt to this new strategic landscape. The NATO 2030 exercise was very helpful, and it is gratifying to know our Assembly played an important part in this process. The upcoming revision of the strategic concept is very timely, and I hope the voice of NATO parliamentarians will be heard again in this important endeavor. I also wish to highlight the commitment of the United States administration, led by President Joe Biden, to multilateralism and to keeping this alliance strong and ready to protect our common security and our common values. At the Brussels summit, the Allied leaders adopted a series of important decisions, and it is now imperative to turn them into reality. We legislators have a crucial role in this. First, allies need to identify practical ways in which NATO can help promote and defend our shared democratic values. Our Assembly in its documents has made a number of proposals in this regard, including the idea of a center on democratic resilience within NATO's institutional structure to monitor threats to democracy and assist allies and partner nations upon request. Second, the allies should act on their declared commitment to expand political consultations within the NATO framework on a range of issues affecting our security. Third, in line with the increased focus on collective defense, allies should modernize the NATO force structure to ensure the implementation of defense spending commitments and to invest in maintaining NATO's technological edge. Fourth, we need to further strengthen strategic partnership with the EU, especially on projects such as military mobility and setting global technology standards. We should also promote wide participation of non-EU NATO allies in the EU's defense-related initiatives. Fifth, we should demonstrate consistency in our approach to Russia and China and to stand firmly against the attempts by these two authoritarian regimes to undermine the rules-based world order. Sixth and finally, we should be ambitious in our partnership policy to engage more with democratic nations in the Indo-Pacific region and to step up our support for Ukraine, Georgia, and Bosnia-Herzegovina on their path toward Euro-Atlantic integration. Colleagues, this draft resolution presented to you contains a number of additional points, but I'll stop here and humbly ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, I must, for those who were here yesterday, there's repetition, but for those who are here for the first time, I have to tell you for the first time. We're now turning to the consideration of amendments and vote on our first draft resolution reaffirming transatlantic cohesion and implementing 2021 Brussels Summit decisions just presented by Brendan Boyle. Please note that you must have a voting card to vote on the amendments, and it's that yellow card to which I earlier referred. For members participating online, please accept, reject, or abstain. You have three options to accept, reject, or abstain from voting for each amendment by choosing your preferred option in the poll section on the right-hand side. Now, a brief word on the amendment document which you should have before you. The document is organized in such a way that we can proceed from the top to the bottom of the text. This will make it obviously easier to work through the amendments. With the permission of the committee, and for the sake of time, I will assume that we will not need to vote individually for those paragraphs for which there are no amendments. Although, of course, we will vote on those specific paragraphs that are amended, and in any case, after we have considered all amendments, we will vote for the entire resolution as amended. I propose that that procedure be adopted again today, as indeed it was yesterday. Now, let me set out to the standard procedure for dealing with amendments. I will call for the amendment, but in particular, to be moved. And the signatory of the amendment will be expected to respond to that call. I will then ask for comments from the floor of the committee, at which stage any one member of the committee is entitled to comment. Thereafter, I will ask the rapporteur to comment on the amendments and, if necessary, the comments from the floor. Once that is completed, I put the amendments to a vote, both in person and online. I hope that's clear. And on that footing, let us begin. You're all enormously well behaved yesterday, and I can only urge you to emulate your colleagues of 24 hours ago. Now, paragraph 1, amendment 1. In the name of Mr. Azoubalos, I'm advised that that amendment is withdrawn. Is that confirmed?
Yes.
Thank you. That amendment falls. Clause 2 of, if I beg your pardon, paragraph 2 of the resolution, there is no amendments proposed, and I'm proposing to accept paragraph 2 as being as constituted in the resolution. Then after 2, amendment 2, again Mr. Azoubalos, to insert the following new paragraph. Recognizing that the strong transatlantic bond between Europe and the United States remains the cornerstone of stability and security in and beyond the Euro-Atlantic area, I call on Mr. Azoubalos to speak to his amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dear colleagues, I think that we are quite difficult to comment on what is obvious for us, that transatlantic bond is a backbone of our alliance. It's a vital bond, and that's what I think we should stress it in this resolution. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone from the floor have any comments to make? There being no such comments, then I pass to the rapporteur to comment on this amendment.
Well, thank you, and I thank the gentleman. I'm sure this was unintentional, but the gentleman neglected to include Canada in his text. I'm sure he did not want to start an international incident between Lithuania and Canada. So let me suggest that we, two suggestions. First, we change the text, his text, to read, quote, bond between Europe and the United States and Canada remains, dot, dot, dot. But then also that we place this at the end of the first paragraph rather than the second paragraph, because those paragraphs are actually about the Brussels summit, so it would probably be better after paragraph 1. So hopefully the gentleman is okay with both of my changes to his amendment.
Yes, and I would like to apologize to our Canadian friends, but somehow I missed it.
well, we won't tell them if you don't. So you accept the rapporteur's suggestion. On that footing, therefore, I'd now have to put that amendment as modified by the rapporteur to the meeting. Those in favour, please show. Thank you. And I should have asked for, I must now ask for those online.
Yes, we just lodged it, so I'm right. Waiting for the results.
Right. No one voting. Okay.
No votes.
Yeah, no votes online. I declare that that amendment, as proposed by the rapporteur, or modified by the rapporteur, has passed. Paragraph 3, no amendment proposed. I propose that that be, paragraph 3, be incorporated in the resolution. Paragraph 4, Amendment 3, after the words key lines of effort, including there, I beg your pardon, replace the words revision of NATO's strategic concept with the words development of NATO's new strategic concept. And that is moved yet again by Mr. Azoubalos. Would you like to speak to that amendment, please?
No, just I would like to remind your colleagues, but yesterday during our discussions on previous resolution, we agreed all that we should use language which was used in Brussels summit declaration. It's a harmonization. The same is about the next amendment as well. We are harmonizing our let's say, vocabulary.
I'm usually thought to have a sufficiently loud voice not to need the microphone, but not on this occasion. It does seem that amendments three and four are so similar that they could be moved together. What would you say to that? Okay. Anyone moved to say something from the floor as a result of that? No one? Rapporteur?
I'm perfectly fine with that.
And have you anything to say about the substance of the amendment?
No, I can be supportive of the amendment.
Very good. So amendments 3 and 4 are accepted by the rapporteur. We then have to vote upon these amendments. Can I ask NATO PA staff to alert those voting online? And that having been done, can I ask those of you present here whether you ask of those of you present here, those who support these two amendments, 3 and 4, which now carry the support of the rapporteur. Please show by raising your yellow cards. Okay, those against? No one against. Any online? None online. I declare that both these amendments have passed. Very well. Now we come to paragraph 7 and paragraph 8, and I think I should have mentioned 5. 5, 7, 8 are not the subject of amendment. I propose that they be part of the resolution. Moving on, after 8, amendment 5 from Mr. Czarnecki to insert the following new paragraph, recognizing that Russia's aggressive actions, both military and hybrid, including through proxies, increasingly threaten Euro-Atlantic security and contribute to instability along NATO borders and beyond. Mr. Czarnecki, would you like to speak to your amendment? Two of what his view is about that amendment?
I would be accepting of it, but it would make more sense to have a separate paragraph on Russia before paragraph 9 on China.
Well, now, how do we turn that into a resolution? What's that? I'm taking advice. Well, you've said that you accept the amendments.
That's correct.
We can deal with that, and then the other matter can be editing afterwards.
Yes, that's correct.
Many thanks. So in that case, I have to ask you to vote on Amendment 5. Those in favor, we must give the opportunity to those who are voting online. NATO PA staff, please open that up. And that having been done, may I ask those present to vote if you support the amendment which now carries the endorsement of the rapporteur. Please show by raising your yellow cards. Thank you very much. Are there any votes online? None. I declare that that amendment, I should have asked if there were any against, but it didn't seem, but I will go through that. Any against that amendment? None, no. So that amendment has now been made. We cross the page, ladies and gentlemen, to paragraph 10, amendment 6, to be moved from Mr. Frusoni of Italy. And the words are, after the words defense posture, insert the words, and greater attention to what is happening in the Mediterranean and the Middle East. Mr. Frusoni, would you be good enough to speak to your amendment?
I speak instead.
You're speaking on his behalf.
Yes.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Indeed. It's just to underline the concept well known of the importance of the Mediterranean and Middle East for NATO, the so-called southern flank.
Very Thank you. Thank you for that. Anyone minded to comment from elsewhere on the committee? No? Rapporteur?
Thank you. I'm supportive of mentioning NATO's southern flank, especially since we have separate paragraphs on Russia, China, and Afghanistan. I think we're going to edit this a short paragraph after 9 instead of paragraph 10, but I know that can be done later. Sure. I would just, and had good exchange with the gentleman prior, I think we're in agreement to change this to read, quote, stressing the importance of the Mediterranean and the Middle East regions for Euro-Atlantic security.
Okay. Is that moderation by the rapporteur acceptable to the mover of the amendment?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much. Well, in that case, we move to vote. NATO PA staff, can you alert those voting online? And now we will commence the vote in the chamber. Those in favour of the amendment as moderated by the rapporteur, please show. Those against? Against? Yes? Oh, not. Right. Thank you. That is carried, and I think I'm right. There are no votes online. So that is carried, subject to the moderation of the rapporteur. We then come to paragraphs 11, 12, and 13. No amendments have been proposed for these paragraphs. I propose, therefore, to rule that they are accepted into the resolution. Paragraph before 13A, that is Amendment 7, again by Mr. Azoubalas, has been extremely busy. We should all congratulate him on his hard work. Mr. Azoubalas, you wish to move an amendment with a new sub-paragraph which reads, to retain the current North American focus and military presence in Europe, to maintain effective deterrence and defense posture against current and developing threats and challenges in Europe. Would you like to speak to your amendment, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Having in mind that Russia and its Western military district concentrated more than 200,000 well-equipped troops. No question for us that any reduction of North American military presence in Europe would be dangerous and mistaken understood by Kremlin. Thank you.
There being none, I ask the rapporteur for his comment.
Thank you. I would suggest integrating part of this text into 13A to read, quote, to reassert in the updated NATO strategic concept the solidarity of the alliance in the face of new threats, and to reaffirm the importance of North American political engagement and military presence in Europe, as well as the transatlantic commitment to the shared principles of democracy, individual liberty, human rights, and the rule of law, which are enshrined in the North Atlantic Treaty.
Is that proposed moderation acceptable? You get quite a lot more words and sentences. On that basis, therefore, I must put Amendment 7. We must have all give notice. NATO PA staff, please alert those voting online. We have to give a moment or two while that is done. That now having been done, will all those in front of me who are willing to support the modification made by the rapporteur, which Mr. Azoubalos accepts, please show. Thank you. Are there any votes online? There are no votes online. Accordingly, I rule that that amendment is adopted into the resolution. 13B and 13C have no amendments attached to them, so I rule that these two paragraphs become part of the resolution. 13D, Amendment 9. Mr. Azoubalos, I'm told that you wish to withdraw that amendment.
Yes,
Am I correct?
Yes, you are correct.
Thank you very much.
Chairman.
That amendment is withdrawn, therefore falls, and accordingly are.
Skip Amendment B. They're withdrawn.
This is 13 day. I beg your pardon. I think we...
Amendment number 9 is withdrawn.
Yes, but I think I may, in my haste, have failed on 8. So, as classic scholars will know, even Homer nods. So can we go back to 13A, Amendment 8, Mr. Azoubalos, after the words "in the face of," insert the words "old and." Mr. Azoubalos, would you care to speak to your amendment? This is for paragraph 13A and for Amendment 8.
Thank you. No one could say that old threats are disappeared. Let's take a terrorism on other dangerous, I would say, tendencies. That's what I would like to include the word old.
All right. Anyone from the floor wish to make a comment? No. Thank you very much, Mr. Rapporteur. Thank you for drawing my omission to my attention. Okay. That's what rapporteurs are for.
I'm supportive of the amendment.
We wait a few seconds until that is done.
Sorry.
Problem?
You need to turn on your microphone. Oh. It's on now. We are trying to help you with the microphone on and off.
They're switching the microphone on and off for you.
Oh, I see. Right. Well, I'll try and remember. Okay. So we have to vote on this. We've asked for votes online. There are none. All those in favour before me? That seems pretty overwhelming. Anyone against? No. So Amendment 8 now forms part of the resolution. And now I go back to what I previously referred to, 13B and C. These I have ruled form part of the resolution. Now, 13D, Amendment number 9. Mr. Azoubalos, I'm told that that is withdrawn. Am I correct?
Yes, Mr.
Amendment
Chair.
9 being withdrawn, it falls and we need to take no further action. After 13D, Amendment 10, again, Mr. Czarnecki from Poland, who wishes to insert the following new subparagraph, to take the necessary steps to enhance coherence between relevant national and NATO activities, plans, and concepts, including those on deterrence, defense, and future warfighting. Anyone have any comment to make on that? No, rapporteur?
I have no objection to it.
In that case, that amendment must be put to a vote. Again, NATO PA staff, please open the opportunity for anyone voting over the internet. That's now done. So I put the amendment to which the rapporteur has no objection to those in front of me. All those in favour, please. Okay. Those against? That is carried overwhelmingly. So amendment 10 is now part of the resolution. Paragraphs 13E and 13F are not the subject of amendment. Once again, I rule that they now form part of the resolution. 13G, amendment 11. Mr. Frazzoni of Italy, who wishes the words, after the words partnership with the EU, replace the words while respecting the organization's different mandates with the words enhancing the European pillar of the alliance and respecting the two organizations' different mandates. Anyone before me wish to, oh, I beg your pardon, I'm getting ahead of myself. Mr. Frazzoni, please speak to your amendment.
Formentini, Chairman. Thank you. This amendment is intended to unite the Atlantic, reaffirm the transatlantic bond, not to weaken NATO, but enhance a strong cooperation and commitment of European states inside NATO, not outside NATO. Thank you.
Rapporteur, what is your comment?
Thank you. We wouldn't want the word pillar to falsely imply that the alliance is divided into pillars, which of course contradicts the notion of transatlantic cohesion in the title of this resolution. So with that in mind, I suggest adding the words, quote, NATO's role as the bedrock of European security. So just to be clear, I suggest the paragraph would then read, quote, to strengthen strategic partnership with the EU while respecting the organization's different mandates and NATO's role as the bedrock of European security and actively cooperate, etc.
And do I understand then that you're offering that as an alternative to the amendment?
Correct.
Is that acceptable to what Mr. Frazzoni has was? Is that acceptable?
Not only acceptable, but perfect. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Okay. Well, we now have to put the amendment which the rapporteur has substituted for what was there before. NATO PA staff, please open up the opportunity for people to, who choose to vote online. We have to wait a few seconds while that is done and is established. And now I come to the vote among those in front of me. Those in favour of the amended, fresh amendment, essentially, proposed by the rapporteur. Those in favour? Those against? That is carried. So that amendment now forms part of the resolution. Turning the page, paragraph 13G, amendment 12. In the name of Dr. Lammers, is someone from the German delegation? Thank you very much.
Yes, in the name of Mr. Lammers, we would like to suggest to extend the areas of NATO-EU cooperation. The reason is that cooperation between NATO and the EU is not just limited to military mobility. Currently, cooperation is, for example, strengthened and extended to new areas in a process led by the Netherlands and Germany. Therefore, we would like to propose to replace the word and by the following wording: emerging and disruptive technologies, climate change and security, resilience and space security as well as.
Very good. Anyone before me wishing to comment on that There being none, no one, I pass to the rapporteur.
Yes, happy to support this amendment.
Right. So in that case, this amendment has to be put in relation to the resolution. NATO PA staff, can you open up the opportunity for those who wish to vote online? We'll wait for a few seconds while that is accomplished. And then, as we've heard from the rapporteur, this amendment is acceptable. All those in favor, before me, in favor of this amendment, please show. Thank you very much. Those against? No. Is that a vote against at the back or not? Hello? I can't see who it is. I beg your pardon. Are you voting against?
No, sir.
Right. Okay. In that case, the amendment accepted by the rapporteur now forms part of the resolution. Now, paragraph 13G, amendment 13, Mr. Buck, who I'm being attacked by a fly. Mr. Buck, who wishes to amend to the effect of after the words to promote, replace the words white participation with fullest involvement. Would you like to speak to that, Mr. Buck, if you're here?
I'm here.
There you are.
Sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairman. First of all, I would like to thank to the reporter for the draft resolution. It is a very timely effort and very important topic in the transatlantic cohesion. I propose this amendment because I believe our Assembly should push for the inclusion of all non-EU European allies in EU's defense initiatives, because we believe for the cooperation and relations between NATO and the European Union work seamlessly without any complications. It is imperative that all non-EU European allies are included in those initiatives. This will also ensure that EU's defense initiatives complement those of NATO's and will also strengthen the cohesion in the alliance.
Wish to comment on that amendment? There being none, rapporteur.
Yes, I thank the gentleman for his amendment, and I'm supportive with just a small modification for linguistic purposes so that it would read, quote, the fullest possible involvement.
Fullest possible involvement. Is that acceptable to...
Okay.
Can we put the amendment as modified by the rapporteur? But first, NATO PA staff, please open the opportunity for online voting. And then we count to 10. That accomplished now? Thank you very much. So I now have to put the amendment to those who are present before me. Is that amendment modified by the rapporteur acceptable? Please show. Those in favor? Any against? No one against. Any voting online? Very well. That is amendment as modified is now part of the resolution. 13I, amendment 15, Mr. Azoubalos Mrs. Baldwin, on behalf of the United Kingdom. And they wish to put after the words rise of China, insert the words explicitly declaring unconditional solidarity with the Allies, which are under unprecedented pressure from China for their active support of human rights in China and countries in the East Asian region. Anyone wish to, Mr. Azoubalos, you're going to propose that amendment, I take it?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to inform our distinguished colleagues that after Lithuania passed several resolutions in support of people of Xinjiang and people of Hong Kong, when we decided to open Taiwan's representation Taiwanese representation for cultural, economical relations. So, and when we left the format 70+1, we got direct and open threat from the China to experience serious political and economical consequences. And today we see how our business meets artificial difficulties in operating in China. We see how the contracts are called back or cut off. That's what I think that it's we became as a let's say probe for China's aggressive policy. And I think it would be worthy to say that we in allies we are active support for active support for human rights in China and the countries in the Eastern Asian region. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone wish to comment on this amendment before I ask the rapporteur? No? Rapporteur?
Yes, I'm happy to support this amendment.
That should help us. We have to vote, of course. NATO PA staff, please open up the opportunity for voting online. Okay. We now vote or offer vote for those in front of me. All those in favour of the amendment, which now has the endorsement of the rapporteur, please show. Thank you. All those against? Any votes online? There being none, then that amendment forms part of the resolution. In my enthusiasm to get to the end, I omitted 13H. Is that right? And indeed, I'm surprised Mr. Azoubalos did not draw this to my attention. 13H is Amendment 14. Mr. Azoubalos, after the word dialogue, insert the words when possible. Only we did that already, didn't we? No, we haven't done that. Very well. Okay, would you like to say what your purpose is in that amendment?
You know, Mr. Chairman, meaningful dialogue needs two sides. If one is resisting, we should wait when it will be possible to start the dialogue. Thank you.
Okay, anyone want to make an observation? No, none wishing to do so? Rapporteur?
Yes.
Very good, very helpful. In that case, the amendment is now endorsed by the rapporteur. NATO PA, please open up the opportunity for voting online. Count to 10 or thereby. Very well, we will now vote. I shall now invite those in front of me to vote. Those in favour of Amendment 13H, yes, I beg you, Amendment 14 to Paragraph 13H, as accepted by the rapporteur, please show. Those in favour? I know you're always getting very tired raising your hands. Just think of it as a gin and tonic. Thank you very much for that. Anyone against? Anyone against? No? Very well, that now forms part of the resolution. Paragraph 13J, no amendment has been proposed, so I rule that that now forms part of the resolution. After 13J, amendment number 16 from Mr. Grindenu of Romania, which reads, insert the following new subparagraph. To continue efforts to ensure that NATO retains the ability to project stability, particularly by intensifying NATO's assistance and capacity-building support to partners in NATO's neighbourhood. Mr. Grindeanu?
Here, Mr. President.
Would you like to speak to your amendment?
Here. Thank you. We do not have any additional comments. We sent the comments. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that. Anyone else wish to comment on this proposed amendment? No. In that case, rapporteur?
I support the amendment.
Support the amendment. In that case, we have to amend the resolution. NATO Parliamentary Assembly staff, please open up the opportunity for voting online. I'm asking those in favour of the amendment, which the rapporteur has just endorsed, to indicate by raising their voting cards. Thank you very much. Those against? No one against. In that case, Amendment 16 forms part of the resolution. 13K, no amendments are proposed in respect of that paragraph, and or indeed L, I rule that both of these paragraphs now form part of the resolution. 13M, Amendment 17, Mr. Cantera of Spain, after the words "forge new ones with," delete the word "like-minded," and after the words "around the world," insert the words "with shared values." Mr. Cantera, would you like to speak to your amendment?
Yes, on behalf of Ms. Cantera, with this text, May I? Yes. Well, with this new text, we believe we are also including new actors, not only traditional actors, other countries with whom we share, we have shared values, that and that is more in line with the philosophy of the alliance. The idea of shared values is just to try and improve the sense, the general sense of the sentence. Thank you.
Rapporteur.
I thank the gentleman, and I'm supportive of the amendment.
Very well. We must now vote on this amendment. NATO PA staff, please open up the opportunity for voting online. In a moment, we'll come to vote for it. Okay, we can now vote. Those in front of us, who are in favour of this amendment, please show. Those against, that amendment is clearly carried, and therefore now forms part of the resolution. I take it there were no votes online. I'm rather assuming that. Okay, we've gone. We're on the last page, ladies and gentlemen. The last page. Hooray! Now is the time we could all do with a gin and tonic, I imagine. Very well. After 13N, we have Amendment 18, which it was in the name of Mr. Fruzzoni, but I understand he's been well represented. The following new sub-paragraph, which I shall read, to continue considering the Mediterranean as an area of vital interest for the security of the alliance by strengthening support for the stability, defence and related development of security capabilities of partner countries, also in the light of the challenges posed by the significant increasing presence of China and Russia in the area. Would you like Mr. Fiorentini to speak? Another member of your team is going to speak to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairman. I will speak for myself. In this amendment, I use the same words of the 2010 strategic concept, but I add at the end the new challenges posed by the presence of China and Russia in the Mediterranean area. So this was my goal with this amendment. Thank you.
Forgive me for not recognizing you, Mr. Fraternity, but we're glad you joined us. Very well. Anyone before me wishing to make a comment on this amendment, proposed amendment? No? Okay. We pass then to the rapporteur.
And I'm happy to support the amendment.
Rapporteur is happy to support this amendment. Therefore, we must move to a vote. NATO PA staff, please open the opportunity for voting online. We wait a few seconds until that has been done. And then we now have a vote from those in front of me. Those in favour of that amendment, now endorsed by the rapporteur, please show. Those against? No one against? That amendment forms part of the resolution. And now, after 39, Amendment 19, Mr. Cantera, again, of Spain, wishes to insert a new subparagraph to continue enhancing and including in these actions the Women, Peace and Security agenda. Mr. Cantera, would you like to... Quite right to get a woman to speak to this one. Thank you.
Buenas tardes. En nombre de, de...
Yes, good evening. And on behalf of Mrs. Cantera, on behalf of the Spanish delegation, I'd like to defend this amendment because we think it is essential and timely to include women in the strategic concept for peace and security, and there were no references, no other references in the text. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Anyone else before me want to make a comment on that amendment? None forthcoming, rapporteur?
Yes, and I'm happy to support the amendment.
Right, given that that amendment is now endorsed by the rapporteur, we now have to put this amendment to the vote. NATO PA staff, please open up the opportunity for voting online. We wait a few seconds until that is done, until they have the opportunity. I now ask those in front of me to indicate if they support that amendment as now endorsed by the rapporteur. Those in favour, please show. Those against? No one against? I declare that that amendment is part of the resolution, and thank God for that. Now then. We are moving swiftly through our programme, ladies and gentlemen. We now come to the election. Am I right? Election. Sorry. That we must vote for the amendment as a whole, as having been amended. So all those who, so the resolution, all those in favour of the resolution as it has been amended, please show by raising your voting cards. Thank you very much. Anyone against? No one against. I declare that the resolution is carried in this committee. Thank you very much, and thank you in particular to those who, and also and a big thank you to the patient rapporteur. Next item on the agenda is the election of committee and subcommittee officers. There are one or two little things to be sorted out, so I declare a five-minute break, but no longer than 5 minutes, and no escape for a cup of tea. I will station people at the door to prevent anyone escaping. Thank you. And once again, our thanks to the rapporteur. Please resume your seats, ladies and gentlemen. Please resume your seats, ladies and gentlemen, so that we can conclude the committee meeting. Please resume your seats. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We now proceed to the election of committee and subcommittee officers. I would like to propose to the meeting that before we move to the election of officers for vacant positions, may I suggest that we should re-elect those officers who are eligible for re-election by acclamation. It's only in relation to vacancies that I will enumerate the vacancies and the candidates who have been put forward for these vacancies. Otherwise, I'm inviting you to accept that all those who are continuing in their occupation should be ratified by acclamation. Is that acceptable? Thank you very much indeed. Very well. Now we come then to those vacancies which arise with those who are standing again in the same positions. So the first, on the level of the full committee, the positions of chairperson and vice chairperson of the full committee are vacant. Congressman Boyle has put forward his candidacy as chairperson. May I invite the committee to elect Brendan Boyle by acclamation? And if I was really being rotten to him, I would immediately vacate the chair and make him carry on. But I shan't do that. Now, the position of vice chairman of the full committee is also vacant. And Ahmet Berat Konkar from Turkey has put forward his candidacy. May I invite the committee to elect him by acclamation? As a result of Congressman Boyle being elected chair, we have a vacant position of general rapporteur. And in the meantime, Ojals Kalnis from Latvia has put forward his candidacy, well known perhaps to the committee. May I invite the committee to elect him by acclamation? If only governments were elected on this basis, how much easier life would be. We now come to the Subcommittee on NATO Partnerships. For the Subcommittee on NATO Partnerships, we have the vacant position of the chairperson, since our dear friend Karl Lammers has chosen, I think not to end, but perhaps to take a temporary break in his career. Marco Perestrello to Australia. Be careful, he may make a comeback if we're not careful. Marco Pelestrello from Portugal has put forward his candidacy. May I invite the committee to elect him by acclamation as chairperson of the Subcommittee on NATO Partnerships. Thank you. With Mr. Pelestrello elected as a subcommittee chair, we now have an opening for position of vice chair of the PCNP, and Markus Faber from Germany has put forward his candidacy. May I invite the committee to elect him by acclamation. With Ojos Kalnins having been elected as General Rapporteur, we have two openings in the Subcommittee on Transatlantic Relations for the position of Vice Chair. Alberto Pagani, am I right? I hope to Pagani from Italy, and Congressman Austin Scott have put forward their candidatures. May I invite the committee to elect them both by acclamation. And finally, the Ukraine-NATO Inter-Parliamentary Council, known as UNIC. We have an opening in the UNIC for the position of a member and an alternate member. I'm having some difficulty reading the name. It's,
Mr. Arubelis
from
Lithuania.
From Lithuania, and Mr. And Mr. Franken from Belgium have Mr. Hydropoulos for the regular membership and Mr. Franken for the alternate membership. May I invite you to elect them by acclamation. Well, thank you for that, ladies and gentlemen. Is there any other business for the committee? There being no other business, let me pass on. The date and place of the next meeting is already advised. The full committee will gather for our annual February meetings, and I look forward to seeing you all there. The dates of that, can you just remind me of the dates?
February meetings.
Yeah, in February?
February 22-23.
February 22nd to 23rd. So you may put these dates in your diary. This invites me to make some closing remarks. And I would like, on behalf of the entire committee, apart from asking for temporary silence, if I may, on behalf of the whole committee, I'd like to thank all members who have participated in the most constructive manner in the business of the committee over the last 2 days. And of course, the speakers who have been, in my opinion, of a very high class indeed, and who provided both well-researched and stimulating presentations. And they have given us most helpful and valuable background information. I think that is the conclusion of business, but Carl Lamas is gone, but I made a reference to him the other day. But I'd just like to say, for my own part, that I am afraid I'm deserting politics and going to defence. I've enjoyed myself very much as a member of this committee, but my first love has really always been defence, and an opportunity has grown up for me to go there. But I'd like to thank everyone who's been so supportive. I shall remember my experience as chair with great affection and interest. And on that footing, I now declare, yet again, there's something happening. Who do I recognize? Mr. Boyle, I'm told I should recognize you.
If I can have colleagues' indulgence just for a moment, I hope everyone would join me in saying thank you and giving a round of applause to Laura Campbell.
Well, thank you all very much for that. If you're a Liberal in the United Kingdom, you very soon learn the process of survival. and I think I've learned that with this committee. But I really have enjoyed it. I've met a lot of new friends, met up with old ones, and I know the committee will be in very strong, good, progressive hands with our now elected, promoted rapporteur. That concludes the business of this committee, and I hereby declare the committee closed. Woof.